昨天早上我们提到与主同行的第一步。
Yesterday morning we talked about the first step of walking with God.
我们从彼得的身上看见一个人跟从主有一个起点。
We see in Peter that if a person wants to follow God, there is a beginning point.
每一个跟随主的人都是要从那个起点开始。
And everyone who is willing to follow God, to walk with God, has to begin there.
昨天我们从路加福音第五章看见彼得跟随主的时候，他是从认识主开始。
From Luke 5, last yesterday, we saw that Peter, in order to walk with God, he began from that point.
他认识主，他也就相对的认识了他的自己。
He began by knowing God such that he knew himself.
当他认识了自己以后，他也接受了主给他的使命。
And but after he has known God, he received also from God the command.
所以昨天早上我们提到跟随主与主同行的一个起点。
So yesterday we talked about to walk with God and talk about our beginning point.
与主同行这一件事情不是一个静态的事情。
But to walk with God is not a static matter.
我们看这个四个中文字或者看三个英文字，我们都知道这一句话是动态的，不是静态的。
When we look at the theme of conference, we know it's a dynamic matter.
既然是动态的，就有两个现象。
Since it's dynamic, it includes two phenomena.
不是向前，就是向后。
Either we walk forward or we go backward.
中国人说学如逆水行舟，不进则退。
The Chinese say to learn is to like.Driving a boat upstream, if you don't go forward, you'll go backward.
如果我把这句话稍微更改，我相信弟兄姊妹也会同意。
If I change this sentence a little bit, I think you will agree.
与主同行如逆水行舟，不进则退。
To walk with God is like riding a boat upstream. If you don't go forward, you will go backward.
有一个弟兄，我有几年没有看到他。
I haven't seen your brother for years.
有一次在个偶然的机会碰到他。
You know, there was a chance that I met him.
他看到我，他就告诉我，他说：“李弟兄，你好。”
When he saw me, he greeted me.
我就问他怎么样？别来无恙啊。
So I asked him how was everything since we saw each other last time.
他知道我这句话的意思是什么。
And he knew what I meant.
此样非彼样，这个是指他灵性的样。换句话说，我问他在灵性上他的光景如何。
Because I was asking him about his spiritual condition.
这个弟兄非常谦卑。
And this brother was very humble.
他说：“李弟兄。”
His brother Lee.
他说：“这几年来讲进步，我实在不敢说。”
He said, "I really couldn't say that I have much progress in these years."
但是我保证你退步是没有的。
But I can guarantee you that I didn't slide backwards.
弟兄姊妹，没有这样的事情。
But my brethren, there is no such thing.
几年没有见面。
For years we haven't seen each other.
你与主同行的经历不进则退。
In your experience of walking with God, if you don't go forward, you go backwards.
我们都对诗篇二十三篇非常的熟悉。
We're all familiar with Psalm 23.
我们非常非常的向往那个青草地溪水旁的经历。
Oh, how we long for that to experience at the green pasture at the still water.
如果一个基督徒常有青草地溪水旁的经验，实在它是一个很美很满足的一个境界和图画。
If a Christian constantly has the experience at green pasture at still water, indeed that was a beautiful picture.
但是诗篇二十三篇的作者不是就停在青草地和溪水旁。
But the psalmist did not stop at the green pasture nor at the still water.
一方面他接受圣灵的启示，一方面他从自己的经历里面看，他要走路，而且走一条义路。
On the one hand, he received a revelation from the Holy Spirit. On the other, he saw that he had to walk that path of righteousness.
你如果对诗篇二十三篇很熟的话，你就知道这条路不是走一条康庄的大道。
If you are familiar with that psalm, you know that's not a smooth, broad path.
我们感谢主，刚才弟兄带我们唱诗，唱到神未曾应许，天色常蓝，人生的路途花香长漫。
We have just seen this hymn that it says that God has not promised the sky to be blue and promised there will be flower all along our path.
Because this 条路 带着我们往前走，要走到死荫的幽谷。
Because this path led us to into the shadow of the valley of death.
而且带我们走到敌人的面前。
And it will lead us to confront with our enemies.
落在一种死亡的境界里面。
Such that we'll fall into a condition of death.
落在一种危险的境界里面。
We'll fall into danger.
基督徒的道路难道都是那么注定悲惨吗？
Is it indeed that Christian's path is destined to be such a sorrowful way?
但是我们刚才听我们的弟兄在这里讲说，在副歌里面却看见主另外荣耀的一面，他应许我们走路有力，应许我们做工能够得到安息。
Yet our brother told us in the chorus we saw that God has promised that we will have the strength and we will have the rest in our labor.
因为诗篇二十三篇告诉我们说，我们越到死荫的幽谷，我们越到仇敌的面前，我们跟主的关系越亲密。
Because in Psalm 23, it told us the more we get into this valley of death, more closer we are with the enemy, yet we're more closer, well, much closer with the Lord.
今天很多人在说，大陆的门开的时候，我们要向大陆的同胞传福音。
Many people say today when the door of the gospel door of the mainland is open, we'll go in to preach the gospel.
我非常同意昨天周弟兄所说的话，我们将来到了大陆的时候，弟兄姊妹，不是我们去帮助那里的基督徒，是那里的基督徒来帮助你我。
Well, I agree very much with what Father Joe said yesterday. When we enter there, it's not that we help the Christian there, but they help us.
我们没有资格在那里大言不惭地说，将来我们到了大陆，哎呀，我们要把我们在这里所领受的丰富的恩典跟他们分享，早得很。
We're not qualified to say without shame that we will share with them the abundant blessings we receive here.
因为一个受过苦难的一个基督徒，一定比在平安稳妥风平浪静里面的基督徒，他的生命要深得多。
Because a Christian who has gone through trial and testing, his life will be deeper than one who has always lived in peace.
在苦难里面的弟兄姊妹有真功夫。
Because those who live in the truth have the true strength.
我们在这里吃喝的那么舒服，睡的那么舒服的弟兄姊妹，学到了一套花拳绣腿。
Those who, I'll leave that to you.
诗篇二十三篇告诉我们说，当这个做事的人经过了死荫的幽谷，经过了仇敌的面前，他跟神的关系越来越密切。
Psalm 23 said that when he walks through the valley of death, when he comes to his enemy, his relationship with the Lord becomes much closer.
你说李牧师何以见得？
You ask me how can you see that?
你如果会背诗篇二十三篇，你就知道起初这个作者称神为他。后来他称神为你。
Do you remember Psalm 23? You know that the psalmist started by calling God He, then he turned that around and called Him Thou.
耶和华是我的牧者，他领我在可安歇的水边，他带我在青草地上。
The psalmist said, "The Lord is my shepherd," and he said, "He led me to the green pasture, to the still water."
但是我虽然经过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Then the psalmist turned and said, "Although I walk through the shadow of the valley of death, I fear not, for thy rod and thy staff they comfort me."
所以我们在这里看见。跟随主与主同行的这个过程是有许多的关要过的。
So we see that there are many steps in our experience of walking with God. We go through many difficulties.
如果我们放眼看这两句话，中文叫与主同行，英文叫做 in his steps.
When we look at the theme of the conference in Chinese means walk with God, in English means to walk in his steps.
我们是 step by step 一步一步的往前走，一个关一个关的走。
We go forward step by step to one temple after another.
常常我想到这里就想到《三国演义》，关云长是过五关斩六将。
Very good.
一看圣经里面神所用的人，他的生活的描写都是一些过关的描写。
When we look at the Bible, the description of every person in the Bible is the experience of walking through these key points.
我们知道摩西一共活了120年。
We know that Moses lived in this world 120 years.
非常稀奇，他120年非常戏剧化的分成三个相等的40年。
And his lifespan was so dramatically divided into three equal spans.
第一个40年，他在皇宫里面过了。
The first 40 years he spent in the Egyptian palace.
第二个40年，他在旷野做牧羊的人。
The second 40 years he spent in the desert as a shepherd.
第三个40年，他还是在旷野做了牧人的人。
Yet the last 30 years, last 40 years.He spent again in a desert, but as a shepherd of men.
台湾有一个传道人把这三个阶段用一句话把它描写，我觉得非常好。
A brother in Taiwan described this experience in one word.
他说第一个40年用两个字来描写。
Concerning the first 40 years, he used these two words.
那么这三个描写呢，正好描出今天很多基督徒服侍主的这个经历和学习的过程。
These three periods describe the true experience of many Christians today.
第一个四十年，他用两个字说“我能”来描写摩西的40年的经验。
The first 40 years, he used the two words "I can" for Moses' experience.
第二个40年，他用三个字来描写“我不能”。
Concerning the second 40 years, he used the three words "I cannot."
那么第三个40年用两个字来描写，神能。
The third 40 years, he used the two words, God can.
你看基督徒服侍主的过程是不是就是这样
？Isn't this truly the process that the Christian has to go through in order to serve God?
刚刚奉献，刚刚神学院出来，哎呀，里面的属灵的雄心大志，那简直是惊人极了。
When a man just graduated from seminary, he was so able, he thought he could do everything.
你看一个人刚刚信主的时候，你看他那个热心，简直热得吓人。
You look at someone who just believed in trusting the Lord, and his enthusiasm was so fearful.
但是，曾几何时，这个热度一下变成冰箱里面的样子。
But very soon, that excitement becomes very cold.
你叫他做什么事情，他都推。
Whatever you ask him to do, he will push
forward. 嘿，我不能。
He said, "I cannot."
我不配。
I'm not qualified.
我不行。
I couldn't do
it. 我不会。
I just don't know.
他就很谦卑。
He was very humble.
就是不做。
But he wouldn't want to do it.
但是过了一段时间以后
，But after a while,
他学到一个功课。
He learned something.
不是我会做什么。
It's not that I can do certain things.
是神能做什么？
But God can do that thing.
我能也好，我不能也好，我在主的手中就是一个主的工具。
Whether I can or not, but I am in God's hand, and I'm just a vessel.
有一次我在读90篇神员摩西的祷告。
One time I was reading Psalm 90, the prayer of Moses.
摩西他说，人在地上可以要活的话，可以活到70；若是强壮，可以活到80。这是他的 conviction.
Moses had a conviction saying that if a person can live in this world 70 years, but if for reason of strength 80 years.
没灾没病，没有任何的车祸，没有任何的意外，我活到80岁可以寿终正寝。
If there's no sickness, no all accident, then you will live until you're 80.
所以对他来讲，他认为活80岁已经够了。
So to him, 80 years are enough.
请注意，神用他是80岁以后用他。
But please pay attention. God began to use him after he was 80.
神用一个人是当这个人对自己认识得很透了，对自己失望到极点了，神开始用这个人。
God will begin to use a person when a person knew himself well.And God will begin there.
你很会领唱。
You know how to lead sing.
你很会讲道。
You know how to preach.
你很会领会。
And you know how to preside.
你很会翻译。
You know how to interpret.
求主帮助我们，让我们这些会是从神能的这个角度来 服侍的。
And how we pray that for all these things we know how to do is because God taught us how to do.
我们在彼得的身上看见他一生里面也有好几次这种起伏的高潮。
In Peter, we see in his lifetime there are many up and down.
有两个比较特别的关键，我想今天特别跟弟兄姊妹一起来分享。
There are two very important key points which we'd like to share with you this morning.
那本来我也是雄心很大，要两个都讲。可是可能时间不够，所以只能够讲一个。
I was going to talk about both of them, but because of time, we'll only concern one.
一次是马太福音十六章。
The first one in Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16.
一次是路加福音二十二章，彼得很出名的三次不认主。
The other is in Luke chapter 22, where Peter denied the Lord three times.
今天我们只有忍痛割爱，把那个路加福音二十二章那段，我们就略过去不看，我们只看马太福音十六章，请各位看马太福音十六章。
This morning we have to set aside Luke 22 and let's all turn to Matthew 16.
请各位看马太福音十六章，我们从十三节读到二十三节。
The Gospel of Matthew 16, beginning from verse 13 through verse 23.
为了节省时间，我就不念这一段的经文。如果各位可以很快的把这段圣经你们在位置上把它看过去。
And for the sake of time, we will not read it. I'll ask that you will read through these 11 verses very quickly.
这段圣经很明显的分成两个段落。
Very clear, this passage can be divided into two paragraphs.
第一段是十三节到二十节。
The first is from verse 13 through verse 20.
主指示门徒关于他的身份。
The Lord taught two disciples about his person.
第二段是二十一节到二十三节，主指示他的门徒关于他的职分。
From verse 21 through verse 23, the Lord revealed to the disciples his mission.
前面是显明主耶稣基督的地位。
The first, he told us the position of Lord Jesus Christ.
后面是显明主耶稣在地上的工作。
And the second portion tells us his work on this earth.
那么这两段圣经都是当年主耶稣对着门徒所发生的、所说的。
Now this passage is something that the Lord taught to the apostles.
但是在这两段的记载里面，彼得都扮演一个很重要的角色。
But in these descriptions, Peter played a very important role.
在与主同行的这个真理里面，这两段圣经都有非常重要的教训。
And concerning the teaching of to walk with God, these two passages are very important.
我希望我们花一点时间，从这一段圣经，我们来好好的思想一些对你我有帮助的、有提醒的属灵的教训。
And I pray that we will spend some time to meditate upon this and to learn some spiritual lessons.
我们先看第一段十三节到二十节。
Now let's look at from verse 13 to verse 20.
我们先看这一段圣经发生在什么地点。
First, let's look at where this story took place.
很多时候我们读圣经的人觉得时间和地点不是很重要的，里面没有什么属灵的亮光。
Many times when we read the Bible, we don't pay much attention to the place and time. We don't think they're concerning any spiritual light.
今天很多基督徒发明了许许多的属灵的术语。
Today, Christians have invented many spiritual terminology.
你这个术语说的越多，人家越尊敬你，因为这个人很属灵。
The more spiritual terms you can use, more respect people will pay to you because you are more.
有一次我在台湾领一些中学生查考圣经。
Once I was leading a group of high school students in Taiwan for Bible study.
我读完圣经以后讲了一句非常属灵的话。
After I read the Bible, I speak something very spiritual.
我说接下来我们要交通属灵的亮光。
I said, following we will have fellowship concerning the spiritual light.
哦，很多人眉飞色舞，很高兴，因为对胃口，因为他们就是习惯讲这样的话的人。
Many people smile; they are so happy because they are so used to that kind of term.
那么有几个非基督徒，丈二和尚摸不着头脑。
But there are several unbelievers; they just don't know what we're talking about.
交通。
To have fellowship.
英文翻出来就没有意思了。这个交通 是骑 motorcycle 呢，是骑脚踏车。OK 第二，属灵，属灵也不知道什么意思。亮光是60之光，是100之光，75之光，所以这些人不知道，这些非基督徒不知道我在讲什么。
I was going to try for the first one, not try the second one. They don't know what's the meaning of spiritual, and when you talk about light, they don't know it's 61 or 100.
后来我突然警觉到，这些非基督徒和我之间产生一个 communication gap.
So very soon I sensed that between the non-believers and myself, there existed a communication gap.
后来我马上改了。
So immediately I changed.
你知道一个基督徒能够马上改，这是一个有盼望的事情。
You know, if a Christian learns to change very rapidly, that's something we hope.
我说接下来我们交换读经的心得。
So I then said, let's change our individual viewpoint concerning the Bible reading.
啊，那几个非基督徒懂了，知道你在讲什么。
So immediately non-believers understood.
但是我告诉你，那几个基督徒眉毛皱起来了。
So then, but the believers suddenly have trouble.
这个李哥哥怎么变成那么不属灵了？
How come suddenly Brother Lee became so unspiritual?
我们要小心，不要用太多的这些属灵的术语来把自己局限在所谓的属灵的圈子里面，而使我们跟没有信主的人有了一段的距离。
Well, be careful that we should not use too many of these spiritual terms to bound us in a little circle such that we build up the gap with the non-believers.
所以在这里我们看见圣经的时间和地点很重要。这里说主耶稣到了该撒利亚腓立比的境内。
Therefore, we see in the Bible the time and the places are very important. Here you say that Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi.
在哪里呢？
Where was it?
我们是不是应该在圣经地图上面好好的找一找该撒利亚腓立比到底是在什么地方？
Should we look very carefully on the Palestine map to locate a place?
起码你在圣经的地图上把这个地点给找到。
At least you should be able to locate this place on a biblical map.
等你找到了这个地点，再来思想属灵的亮光。
Until you should be trying to understand the spiritual meaning after you have located that on the map.
你发现该撒利亚腓立比是在加利利海的北边。
You will find that Caesarea Philippi is just to the north of the Sea of Galilee.
你如果看一些属灵的参考书，你就知道那个地方从主耶稣一般活动的范围有一段的距离。
So you, if you look carefully, and you will find that that's a little distance away from the general area where Jesus ministered.
那个时候交通不方便。
Back then, it was very hard to move around.
空间的距离就是空间的距离。
The spatial distance makes the spatial difference.
而且我们看参考的资料知道，在那一个区域是比较人烟稀少一点的地方。
And by looking into the reference material, we learn that area has very few people.
所以在这里我们就想到一个很重要的一个属灵的教训。
From this, we learn a very important spiritual lesson.
因为耶稣，原谅我在回复昨天所说的话，因为耶稣不满足于人单单跟他有外面拥挤的接触。
Forgive me to repeat from yesterday, but Jesus will not be satisfied by crowding with the people.
在加利利耶稣带他们出去做工，回来以后他要带他们到山上去有退休会。
After ministering to the people in the Galilean area, he had to take them to the mountain to have a retreat.
他们还没有到，群众已经先到了。
Everywhere they went before they arrived, people were there.
所以耶稣找不到一些很安静比较离开人群的地方，好好的跟这些门徒有一段灵修的生活。
Couldn't find a place so such that he and the disciples can have a good spiritual exchange.
那个时候耶稣不久就要上十字架，可以说在时间上相当的急迫。
Very soon Jesus would be going to the cross. In terms of time, it was short.
他还是把这些门徒带到该撒利亚腓立比的境内。
Yet he took the apostles to the district of Caesarea Philippi.
弟兄姊妹，原谅我再说一遍， 他不满足于我们在外表的拥挤他。
Forgive me, brethren, let me say it again. The Lord will not be satisfied by crowding around him.
这退休会时间过得真快。
Time flies during these days.
有些人今天下午就要回去了。
Many will be leaving us this afternoon.
有许多明天要走了。
Many tomorrow.
还有半天一天的时间，请问你还在拥挤主呢，还是真正的得着了主自己？
We have a day or a half, and I'd like to ask, were you truly received him, trust him, or you are still crowded around him?
第二
Secondly,
耶稣看重工人过于看重工作。
The Lord Jesus paid much attention to the workers rather than the work.
今天我们在这个工业高度发展的社会里面，
Today, we live in this highly industrialized society.
我们非常重视效率。
We pay so much attention to efficiency.
我们非常重视成果。
We pay so much attention to our product.
我们非常重视统计的数目。
We pay much attention to the statistical terms.
我不要弟兄姊妹误会，我不是说这些不重要。
Please don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying these things are not important.
但是如果你做工只是为这一些，你一天到晚就是忙忙碌碌，但是神在你身上的心意并不得到满足。
But if you just work for these numbers every day, the Lord will not be satisfied in you.
所以为什么我们要在这里开几天的退休会？
That's why we're going to have several days of retreat here.
除了让大家有一点度假，调剂调剂忙碌的生活之外，主要是让我们安静在该撒利亚的腓立比境内来亲近主的。
It not only offers a time of relaxation, it also gives us a time of peace to our fellowship with the Lord, like in Caesarea Philippi.
我非常同情夏令会退休会的同工。
I have much sympathy for the co-workers in each of the conferences.
他们山下忙。
They were busy down the mountain.
到山上还忙。
When they come to the mountain, they're still busy.
而且更忙。
More even busier.
忙到听不到主的声音。
They were so busy that they couldn't hear the Lord's voice.
忙到没有办法摸到主的心意。
They were so busy they couldn't touch the Lord's will.
所以我建议以后退休会。
So I would suggest that in the future.
最后留两天给同工休息。
We'll set aside 2 days for the workers to rest.
我不是开玩笑。
I'm not making jokes.
我实在觉得这些同工需要安静在主的面前退休。
I truly feel that these workers need time to be quiet before the Lord.
今天是一个人人都忙的时代。
Today we're living a time that everyone's busy.
我们昨天听见佳音社的同工在这里做见证报告。
Yesterday we heard from the brothers from outreach. Chinese outreach group telling us about today's society.
很多人问他说，周弟兄，你是 full time 做这个福音工作吗？
Many asked the brother, so are you full time in this ministry?
他说他很难回答。
He said it's very difficult for him to respond.
他有一个一般 secular 的工作。
He has a secular position.
但是他一个礼拜放在佳音社有40-60个钟头的时间。
For every week.Spend 40-60 hours on this ministry.
我们为着这些弟兄姊妹的投入感谢主。
We thank the Lord for their hard work.
但是我诚诚实实地说，我听他讲，我也很替他们担心。
Well, I have to say honestly that when I heard that, I worry a little bit for him.
一个人忙忙碌碌地为主做工，做工做到一个地步，没有办法听到主的声音，这是一个很大的危机。
It is a great crisis when we work so hard, so busy that we couldn't hear the Lord's voice.
这是第一个我们从地点上看见的一个很重要的教训。
So from the location of this story, we learn the spiritual lesson.
请注意第二部分，我们看见主问门徒两个内容相同的问题。
Secondly, we see that the Lord asked them two questions. The content of the questions are very essentially the same.
第一个，人说我人子是谁？
First, he said, who do men say the Son of Man is?
第二个，你们说我是谁？
Thirdly, who do you say that I am?
都是问说我耶稣是谁？
Both questions ask that who I, Jesus, am.
门徒已经跟随主一段相当的时间。
The apostles have been following Lord Jesus for some time.
耶稣不久就要上十字架。
And very soon Lord Jesus will be going to the cross.
主耶稣那天把这十二个人远远地带到该撒利亚腓立比的境内，预备让他们结棒的。
That day Lord Jesus took them to the Caesarea Philippi and was ready to hand them the mission.
所以在那一个这一次的，如果说是个考试的话，我们说是一个毕业考。
So if that question was meant to be a graduation examination,If you meant to test, that's a graduation examination.
考卷发下来应该是什么题目呢？
When you pass down the paper, what are the questions?
What is the meaning of noose? Noose 或者 dianoia 的意思是什么？或者 metanoia 的意思是什么？
On the graduation examination paper, the question should be, what's the meaning of nous, or what's the meaning of dianoia, or what's the meaning of metanoia?
他们拿到考卷。
Now they receive a paper.
他们发现这个题目是入学考试相同的那个考卷。
They found that the question was the same as they had on the entrance examination.
他们不是说，主耶稣再来的时候，那个千年国度，那个七年的灾期，那么基督徒是七年前被提，是七年后被提，是三年半的时候提。
The question is not concerning the Lord's second coming, it's not concerning the millennial or concerning the great tribulation or the rapture of the church.
耶稣问他们说，我是谁？
Jesus simply asked them,
不错，认识主这个考试是一个入门的考试。
Yes, indeed, to truly know the Lord is your entrance examination.
与主同行最基本的条件是第一天晚上林牧师所说的主是谁。
In order to walk with God, the basic question again is what Dr. Lin talked about the first night. Who is the Lord?
但是在我们与主同行的过程当中，弟兄姊妹，认识主还是一个很重要的症结。
And yet in the process of walking with God, to know God is still the most important thing.
你知道保罗有一天他站在这些达官显贵的面前做见证，他说，故此我没有违背那从天上来的意象。
When Paul was testifying between the kings and the royalties, he proclaimed that I have not disobeyed that vision from heaven.
这一辈子因为这个意象使我到了今天。
Because of the vision all through my life, I am where I am.
请问保罗那个意象是什么？
The question is, what was his vision?
他到年老的时候，我们知道保罗写最后一卷书就是提摩太后书。
When he was old, he wrote that letter, 2 Timothy.
他写完提摩太后书不久，他就离开这个世界，与主同在。
Very soon after he wrote 2 Timothy, he departed from this world.
在提摩太后书第一章告诉我们说，保罗做见证，他说，我知道我所信的是谁。
In 2 Timothy chapter 1, he testified, saying, For I know whom I have believed.
今天的教会非常强调，我知道我所信的是什么。
This church emphasizes so much. I know what I believe about.
你信主信了那么久，你信什么？你能不能把它整理出来？
You have been a Christian many years. Can you organize and present to us your basic faith?
我不是说这不重要。
I'm not saying that is not important.
但是保罗讲一个比这个更重要的一件事情。
But Paul is talking about something even more important.
他不是说我知道我所信的是什么。他说：“我知道，我所信的是那一位有血有肉的生命的主。”
He's not saying I know what I believe, but he's saying that whom I believe, the true, the living God.
我们要小心把许多的道理代替了生命的主。
We have replaced the true living Lord with many of our doctrines.
很多人跟随主。
Many Christians follow the Lord,
服侍主
serve the Lord,
传扬主
preach the Lord,
但是他对主的认识越来越模糊
but gradually they know less and less about the Lord.
因为把这位生命的主把它理论化了
They have theorized this living Lord.
今天有很多弟兄姊妹，我知道有很多中国的弟兄姊妹站起来说，我们是讲生命的。
Today, I know many Christians will stand up and say, we talk about life.
这是对的，我们应该讲生命，我们不是讲理论的。
It is true, it is correct, we should preach about life, not doctrine.
但是我发现许许多多讲生命的人最不得，我们发现很多人讲生命却最不生命。
But we notice that many people will preach about life, yet they don't have life.
讲台上、口头上都是生命。
From the pulpit, from where conversation talk about life.
但是那些听到的弟兄姊妹最不生命。
But for those who listen to the word, they don't have life.
因为讲生命的是把他生命里面的经历讲出来，那么这些听的人呢，就模仿他讲出来的这个所谓的生命。
Because those who speak will talk about the life they understand, and therefore the congregation will just imitate the kind of life he talk about.
你发现很多人讲属灵最不属灵。
You notice that many people talk about spiritual, they are not spiritual.
有人说，有的人讲属灵讲到有属灵的骄傲。
We say that many people who preach spiritual, they turn out to have the spiritual pride.
其实这属灵的骄傲这个字本身有语病，对不对？
There's something wrong with this term, spiritual pride.
因为属灵一定不骄傲，骄傲就不属灵。
Because if a person is spiritual, he will not be proud, and if he is proud, he's not spiritual.
不过我们是把这个骄傲把它分辨出来，不是那一种的哦，我得到了 PhD 的骄傲，是这一种的我爱主的骄傲，那种骄傲。
We simply try to distinguish the kind of pride, not that we the kind of pride we have received a PhD, but saying that I love the Lord.
我昨天在准备到这里的时候，想到一件事情。
Yesterday, when I was preparing the sermon, I thought about it.
请大家注意听，不要听错了。
Please pay attention to what I said.
今天有许多人把道成肉身变成肉身成道。
Today, many Christians turn the word becomes flesh into the flesh becomes word.
把这个复活的主生命的这个肉身把它变成死气沉沉的道。
They have turned this risen living Lord into a dead doctrine.
所以主耶稣那么强调问他们，我是谁。
That's why the Lord Jesus emphasized and asked them, who am I?
弟兄姊妹，你能不能够回答这一个问题？
My brethren, can you answer that question?
或者我们再深一层的来思想。
Let's go to those people.
既然两个是内容相同的问题，为什么要问两次？
Since it's a two identical question, why did he want to ask twice?
圣经不是告诉我们说，神的话好像银子在泥炉里面炼七次，好像越炼越精炼，所以每一个字、每一件事情是没有多余的。
The word of the Bible teaches that the word of God is like a silver being distilled to.Take out the dross, and the more distilled it, the strength is pure it will be.
圣经里面有许多重复的记载是很重要的。
In the Bible, there are many records that repeat themselves. Those records are very important.
保罗的得救在使徒行传记载三次。
Concerning the conversion experience that Paul had, it repeats three times.
第九章、二十二章。
22,
26章
26.
不是多余，都是很重要的。
They are all very important.
那么主耶稣问这两个问题也是很重要的。
So is the question here.
因为在与主同行的这个教训上面，这两个问题有很实际的教训。
Because concerning walking with God, these two questions are some true teaching for us.
你仔细去看这两个问题，有一个不同的地方。
The two questions have only one difference.
第一次主耶稣问说，人说我是谁。
The first time Lord asked, who do men say that the Son of Man is?
第二次主说，你们说我是谁。
The second time he said, whom do you say that I am?
两个教训。
Two teachings.
第一，主不要这些跟随主的人落在孤陋寡闻的里面。
First, the Lord doesn't want those who follow him.To be very narrow in your knowledge.
人说什么你们应该很清楚。
You ought to clearly know what people talk about.
但是今天我们看见在教会的圈子里面，越觉得知道这个世界的许许多多的发生的事情，知道的越多，我们越批评这个人不属灵。
Today in church circle, we criticize those who know much about this world.
所以他们以不知天下事为表示自己的属灵。
So they, in order to show that they are spiritual, they try not to know anything at all.
你知道有人这样说，说的非常的慷慨激昂，说我不知道别的，我知道一本书就是圣经。
Someone will say that I know nothing but one book, the Bible.
是，这是很好。
Good, that's very good.
但是你看主耶稣要特别他们知道人说我人只是谁，他要这些人知道到底今天这个世界发展成什么样子。
But the Lord Jesus wants them to know what men say about him. He wants to know what's happening in this world.
今天有许多的基督徒把教会把查经班当成他人生的沙堆。
Today many people take the church, the Bible study group as their desert in their life.
什么叫人生的沙堆呢？我们知道在澳洲有很多鸵鸟。
We know that what does it mean to be in a desert of life? We know in Australia there are many ostriches.
那么有猎人来打他了。
When the hunter came,
跑啊跑啊，拼命跑。
The ostrich will run.
跑得累得不得了。
They will become very tired.
突然看见有个沙堆。
Suddenly there was a patch of sand.
把头埋在沙堆里面。
So they will bury themselves, their head in the sand.
他们就产生一种鸵鸟的哲学。
So they developed the philosophy of the ostrich.
他的哲学就是说，我看不见，故不存在。
Their philosophy is that I couldn't see, therefore they don't exist.
我看不见这些猎人，故猎人不存在。今天很多基督徒不就是这样吗？你躲在查经班，你躲在教会里面，你 the haven of rest。哦，你说这是一个安全的避风港。你逃避这个世界。
You are running away from the world.
你逃避神给你的使命。
You are running away from the mission that God has commissioned you to.
我如果套用保罗的话说，你聚会不是受益，乃是遭损。
If I use the word from Paul, then you gather together for meeting, not for getting good, but for to be heard.
那是哥林多前书十一章里面的话。
This is what's recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
我们读孙子兵法，他说要知己知彼，就能够百战百胜。
A famous military scientist in China said, "In order to win all the time, you gotta know each other, yourself and the enemy."
可惜今天的基督徒是百战千败。
But today's Christian fail every time they have a fight.
因为他不知彼。
Because they don't know the other side.
更可惜的，连己他都不知道。
Many times they don't even know this to themselves.
请问他怎么样能够去打属灵的胜仗？今天我们跟还没有信主的人在一起，我们说酒逢知己千杯少。我们碰到这些非基督徒，讲不出两三句话就拜拜。
When we get together with the non-Christians, we couldn't say a few words. We have to say goodbye.
然后我们安慰自己。
We comfort ourselves.
信与不信不能同父一轭。
Those who believe and non-believers cannot carry the same yoke.
弟兄姊妹，这又是一个逃避现实的话。
This is something we use.An excuse we use to run away from reality.
你跟非基督徒讲不像两三句话，你觉得哎呀污秽肮脏，呵呵，这些人没话讲。
When you cannot communicate with non-Christians, feel that they are filthy.
请问你知道今天一般的世界大事有多少？这些可以成为你跟非基督徒接触的那个滩头阵地。
I would like to ask you how many of the things, important things in this world you know about, because they can become the contact point you have with non-believers.
你来美国念书。
You come to the United States to learn, study.
你不认识 Tom Landry 是谁，我觉得很可惜。
If you don't know who Tom Landry is, I feel pity for you.
就是 Tom Landry。
Who is Tom Landry?
我想你们比我们 Boston 应该更清楚他，因为你们跟他比较近。
I think that you will know him better because you're closer to him.
尤其去年这个 football 得了冠军以后，你应该更认识他。
Especially when their football team won the world champion, you ought to know them better.
哦，但是我们觉得知道 Tom Landry 不。
One question, I think he asked the second one. Who do you say that I am?
第一个问题，门徒回答的都很好。
Sorry, the first question, the apostles all answered very well.
第二个问题，只有十二个门徒里面的一个彼得站出来说：“你是基督，你是永生神的儿子。”
But concerning the second one, only Simon Peter stood up and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
今天我们有时间解释这句话，因为第一天晚上林牧师已经提到，耶稣的意义。
We don't have time to explain that in detail. In the first night, Dr. Lane has told us the meaning of Jesus.
那么我们怎么认识主耶稣？说是我的父在你里，在心里面指示。那么这一点，昨天林牧师也已经讲过，我也不讲。
And we will not discuss what he said here. My Father who is in heaven, I told you because Dr. Lane has explained that yesterday as well.
昨天花了那么多时间把这个 news 的重要性告诉我们，说主开启他们的心窍，是开启他们的 news， 使他们能够认识。这一位主耶稣基督。
Dr. Lin has spent much time yesterday to talk about how God opened their hearts to open up their news so that they can understand.
但是我今天愿意把前面的几个重要的教训先跟弟兄姊妹分享。
But would like to share with you several other points.
感谢主，彼得得了第一名。
Thank God that Peter won the first prize.
我们看二十一节到二十三节，我们再看彼得的情形怎么样。
Let's look at verse 21 through verse 23, the condition of Peter.
刚才我已经说过，主耶稣接着指示门徒有关他的职分。
We say that Lord Jesus immediately revealed to the apostles his mission.
二十一节有两个很重要的字，就是说从此。
In verse 21, it said very important, from that time on.
从那个时候开始，他们公开的认识耶稣是基督是神的儿子以后，耶稣就把他的职分，把他的工作再启示在他们的当中。
It is from that time on Jesus began to reveal to them his mission after they understand he is the Christ, the Son of the living God.
最明显的一个教训，我们就发现这里是彼得的一个很大的失败。
Yet the most clear teaching here is that it's the greatest failure Peter had.
你把这两个连在一起，你就发现一个很重要的一个提醒。
When you put that, these things together, you find one important thing.
许许多多基督徒属灵的失败是紧接在得胜的后面。
Many times the greatest failure a Christian has is immediately following his success.
我相信你今天下山或者明天下山的时候，哦，你心里面真是好像洗了一个属灵的澡一样，你高兴得不得了，因为你经历了一次属灵的复兴。
I trust that today or tomorrow when you leave here, you feel like I have taken a spiritual shower because you have gone through a spiritual revival.
但是以属灵的原则来讲，你要非常非常的小心。
But in terms of spiritual principle, you ought to be extremely careful.
许许多多的失败是紧接在得胜的后面。
Many of our failures immediately follow our experience.
犹太人耶利米耶利哥城的大得胜。
The Israelites had a big victory in the city of Jericho.
接下来就是埃城很悲惨的失败。
Yet immediately following that, they had a big failure, big disaster at the city of Ai.
如果大家有机会好好的看一看哥林多前书十章十二节的话
，You will very carefully read about 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12.
你会发现保罗语重心长的勉励当时的基督徒。
You will find that Paul encouraged, advised the Christian there with a heavy heart.
他说：“所以自己以为站得稳的，需要谨慎，免得跌倒。”
Paul said in 1 Corinthians 10:12, "Therefore let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall."
以为
he thinks
以为他站得稳的要谨慎，免得跌倒。
If he thinks that he stands, I'll be very careful, otherwise lest that he will fall.
传道人是如此，一般的基督徒也是如此。
This applies to the preachers, and the same thing applies to the Christians.
今天有许许多多的基督徒传道人失败在魔鬼三支火箭的下面。
Today many Christians fail under the three missiles from Satan.
一个是名。
The first thing is our name.
一个是利。
Secondly is the prophet.
一个是色。
Secondly is sex.
对。名利色。
It's the name, the prophet, and sex.
你看见今天有许许多多的传道人后来变节了。
You notice many preachers today, they fall away.
你看见很多基督徒后来放弃信仰。
You find many Christians, they gave up their faith.
常常就这三件事情。
Many times because of these three things.
你看中国教会。
Look at Chinese church.
多少年轻的弟兄姊妹起来服侍主。
Many young brothers and sisters,They arrive and serve the Lord.
真爱主，真是爱主。
They truly love the Lord.
许许多多年长的弟兄姊妹看见这些弟兄姊妹，年轻的弟兄姊妹心里面很得吉利。
Many older brothers and sisters, they saw these young brothers that they were excited.
过了几年不见。
But after a few years, they disappeared.
失败在名的试探下面。
They fail because of the test of having a name.
有一次有一个传道人自己对自己说
Once a pastor said to himself,
他说我服侍主到三十岁还不能成为中国教会的领袖，我白当传道人。
He said, I've been serving the Lord for 30 years and still I couldn't become a leader of Chinese church. My time was wasted.
今天我们在教会里面常常说某某人某某人是 so-called church leader， 这是一个非常大的一个魔鬼的火箭。
Today we call many people the so-called church leader and that's a great attack from the Satan.
许多人在名的骄傲底下变了节。
Many people under the pride of having a name they give up their faith.
有很多人说哇这些查经班这些学生工作好兴旺。
Today, many people will say, "Oh, how great was the work among the Bible study groups."
我告诉你，我做学生工作做了十五年。
But I can tell you, I've worked among students for 15 years.
我告诉你，如果我现在的看法是这样，我不会被这些在学生时代很热心爱主的人骗。
But I can tell you that I will not be deceived by those who are so active when they were students.
我说十年以后见分晓。
I can tell you that we see.I tell you that we see more clear after 10 years.
我不是开玩笑，这是我这些年服侍主在学生工作上面一个惨痛的经历。
I'm not joking because this is a very painful experience I have through these years.
请问十年以后你们在哪里？
I'll ask you after 10 years, where are you?
昨天我们看见我们的弟兄在这里领最后的交谊。
We can see that our brother was leading the final fellowship last night.
我们看见这个弟兄很年轻。
Oh, we see that the brother was so young.
我们都很爱他。
Oh, we love him very much.
但是我要说，我不知道这位弟兄十年以后在哪里。
But I have to say that I wonder where he will be in 10 years.
我不是说开玩笑的话，请各位不要误会我的意思。
I'm not joking. Please don't misunderstand me.
你不要以为这个弟兄已经站在台上了，这个人就永远不会倒台。
Don't you think that this brother is already on the platform? He will never fail.
十年以后不知道你在哪。
Ten years, you don't even know where you will be.
刚刚出来服侍主最大的试探是名。
When we just come out to serve the Lord, to have a name is the greatest test.
慢慢结了婚了，有了孩子了，接下来的试探是利。
Gradually, when we get married, have children, the test then is the profit, the benefit.
今天有很多的传道人为了三斗米折腰。
Today, many preachers.They sacrifice themselves just for a meal.
为了钱变了节。
For money, they give up their Christian faith.
求主帮助我。
And we pray that the Lord will help us.
请弟兄姊妹为传道人祷告。
And we ask each brother and sister to pray for preachers.
第三件事情。
And thirdly,
慢慢又更长大了。
Gradually we grow and grow.
慢慢进入中年。
We grow into middle age.
发现他有一个更大的试探等着他。
We find that there's even greater test.
就是情感的试探。
That is concerning our emotions.
弟兄姊妹，不要轻看魔鬼的三支火箭。
But brothers, do not look at these three missiles from Satan very lightly.
你要记得，你以为站立得稳，你要谨慎，免得你跌倒。
If you think that you stand, be very careful lest you fall.
好不好？大会允许我再多讲一点时间，我把这个讲完。
We ask that we have a little bit more time to finish up this.
第二，我们在这里看到另外一个教训。
Secondly, we see another teaching here.
彼得听见耶稣要上十字架。
Peter heard that the Lord is going to the cross.
请你注意看这个第二十二节。
Please pay attention to verse 22.
我相信在二十二节要写以前，大概有一段这个过程没有写下来。
I think perhaps he writing down before writing down verse 22 or something else neglected.
我是这样一个猜测。
This is just my guess.
二十一节耶稣讲了那些话以后。
After verse 21, Jesus talk about those things.
十二个人突然静下来。
Suddenly all 12 apostles quiet down.
因为这一件事情对他们来讲打击太大了。
Because such things has great impact upon them.
怎么会耶稣说出这样的一句话来呢？
How could Jesus talk about those things?
你特别想一想这个与主同行的彼得。
Think about this Peter who walked with God.
他刚刚考了第一名。
He just won the first prize.
他在十二个人当中他是鹤立鸡群。
Among the 12, he was very unique.
他听见耶稣说这个话。
He heard what Jesus talk about this.
他看看其他十一个那个跟他一起与主同行的人。
He looked at others, the 11 who walked with God as well.
你们这些忘恩负义的人。
He said, all you, those, you all who betray him.
主耶稣现在要上十字架了，你们都不说几句话。
Lord Jesus is ready to go to the cross. Don't you say anything?
你们有没有把这个发言人的这个权柄赐给我？
You don't even give me the position as a speaker.
你们不讲，我只好讲了。
Even not as spokesman, I have to speak.
然后他就因着那一个得胜的余威，就开始说了二十二节理直气壮的话。
And because of his experience of victory, he said what he said in verse 22.
请问他说这句话的动机好不好？
So we ask whether his motivation of saying that is good.
我相信我们每个人都点头，因为他这里一定出于爱主，没有问题，他的动机是好的。
Oh, everyone agree that he has a very positive motivation because he loves the Lord.
但是主耶稣不 appreciate 他的动机。
But the Lord Jesus didn't appreciate.
反过头来责备他，而且责备得很重。
The Lord Jesus turned around and rebuked him.
为什么？
Why?
给我们看见服侍主动机不是全部分。
Allow us to see that motivation is not the complete, the whole thing is serving the Lord.
今天有很多人认为我动机好，达到一个不择手段服侍主的地步。
Today, many people feel that as long as I have a good motivation, I can achieve the goal with any means.
动机好了，一切都对了，对吗？不对的。
As long as I have a good, correct motivation, everything's right. Is that right? No.
岂不知神也是非常看重属灵的原则和方式。
Don't we know that God cares very much the spiritual principle and spiritual means?
昨天下午在这个 workshop 里面，我曾经提到这个基督徒生活的生活讲座里面，曾经提到一个我心里面很重的一个感觉。
Yesterday in the workshop, I talked in, shared with something which is very much of my concern.
今天在教会的里面
，Today in churches,
有一个混乱。
There is a confusion.
什么混乱呢？
What is it?
把许多相对的东西把它绝对化。
We bring many relative mean things into an absolute value.
相反的，我们把许多绝对的真理把它相对化。
And on the contrary, many absolute truth, we turn that into a relative term, to describe that with a relative term.
基督徒可不可以看电影？
Whether Christian can go to movie?
大家不知道。
You don't know.
我说你们真糟糕，圣经里面明明记着，怎么你们不知道呢？
You say, how come you don't know? Because the Bible talked about it.
所以我就叫弟兄姊妹翻马可福音十七章第一节这样说。
So I asked them to turn to Mark chapter 17 verse 1.
马可福音十七章第一节很清楚地说，你们这些跟随主的人不可以看电影。
Because in Mark 17:1 it said stated clearly, you who follow Christ cannot see movies.
今天很多人还不相信我，你翻出来看。
Today, many Christians still don't believe. Turn to your Bible.
因为圣经清清楚楚告诉我，马可福音十七章第一节，你们跟从主的人不可以看电影。
Because in Mark 17:1, it states very clearly, you who follow the Lord should not go to movies.
因为马可福音根本没有十七章，你知道吗？
Turns out the Gospel of Mark does not have the 17th chapter.
但是我们把这一个相对的东西，我们今天在中国的教会里面把它绝对化了。
But concerning these relative things, we make it an absolute.
所以今天很多基督徒把信仰都建立在许许多多的 don't 上面。
Therefore, many Christians today base their faith on many don'ts.
我们看消极的过于看积极的。我们守消极的过于守积极的。我觉得这个问题还简单，还比较小。
Yet this is still a very simpler and easier part.
更大的危机是把许多绝对的东西相对化。
The more serious thing is that we change many absolute things to a relative value.
我们服侍主是有原则的。
When we come to serve the Lord, there is a principle.
耶稣要拯救世人，一定要经过十字架，这是绝对不能变的。
In order to save the world, Lord Jesus has to go through the cross. This can never be changed.
耶稣一出来做工，撒旦就试探他。
As soon as Jesus came out to his ministry, Satan tested him.
三次试探他。
For three times the Satan tempted him.
归纳出来都是要耶稣走捷径。
But in summary, the Satan was trying to tempt him to go a shortcut.
石头变成面包。
To change the stone into bread.
哦，你知道这里面过程多得很。
Oh, you can imagine what the process that will go through.
把石头拿掉，还要耕地，还要犁地，还要撒种，然后长麦，长麦，然后结实，结实，然后磨成粉，粉，然后做成面包。
Remove the stone, we have to till the ground to grind the wheat and make bread.
哦，这个过程起码几个月。
The process may take months.
你如果是神的儿子，把石头马上变成面包。
If thou art the son of God, turn the stone into bread.
Shortcut.
Just take a very shortcut.
把他带到殿顶上去。
The Satan take him to the temple.
有路不走，要他跳。
There is the path, but he asked him to jump.
你跳下去就马上到地上。
If you jump down, you're on the ground.
你看今天很多基督徒喜欢跳，不喜欢好好的走路。今天到这里，听说这里有一条捷径，都趋之若鹜，都去了。
As soon as they heard there's a shortcut, they go that way.
我不反对那些所谓灵恩的这些事情。
I have no objection concerning the Pentecostal movement.
但是我们要小心。
But we got to be very careful.
当你跑到那样的经历里面的时候，你会觉得一夜之间。你就比别的同辈的人属灵多了，对不对？
But you will find when you get into the charismatic experience, in one night you become much more spiritual than the others.
这叫做 shortcut.
And this is the shortcut.
好好的舍己背十字架的路不走，想要参加一个聚会，突然之间摇身一变，就变得比人更属灵。
Because there we give up the path of taking the cross, we go shortcut.Become more spiritual than the other.
带到最高的山，对耶稣说：“你若拜我，这一切都要给你。”
Satan took Jesus to a high mountain and said, "If you worship me, all these are yours."
把三年半的时间一下缩短到三分半，马上就给你。
He shrink 3.5 years into 3.5 minutes.
因为在马太福音28章，耶稣基督宣告说：“天上地下所有的权柄都已经赐给我了。”
Because in Matthew 28, Jesus said, "All power in heaven and earth has been given to me."
你知道这个权柄是怎么来的呢？
You know how that power came about?
经过三年半地上的路程，最后经过十字架而来。
Through 3.5 year path on the world, on the earth, and then to the cross.
魔鬼撒旦说：“你现在三秒半，我就给你。”
But Satan said, "In 3.5 seconds, I give to you."
弟兄姊妹，三秒半不是比三年半更好吗？
My brethren, isn't 3.5 seconds much better than 3.5 years?
有一个三秒半的速成班，不是比三年半的神学院要更好吗？
3.5 second class much better than 3.5 years through the seminar.
弟兄姊妹，不要受 shortcut
的试探和引诱。
My brethren, do not be tempted and tested by the shortcut.
所以主耶稣他一定要上十字架。
Therefore, Lord Jesus has to go to the cross.
我们要在这一方面不要中了魔鬼的诡计。这一个彼得他就拉住了耶稣，他说：“你这件事万万不可临到你的身上。”
We will be very careful on this, but Peter has grabbed the Lord Jesus and said, "You should not do that."
他服侍主没有预先从主面前领受服侍的蓝图。
He has not received the blueprint from the Lord as to how to serve him.
今天我们以为服侍主凭着热心就可以做了。
Today we feel that by my own enthusiasm I can serve him.
所以西方有一个圣徒说这句话：你要用手以前，先用膝盖。我们今天都忙得不得了，拼命用手做工做工做工做工。
Today we're so busy using our hands to work.
我们很少好好用我们的膝盖在神的面前祷告、等候、寻求。
We rarely use our knee before the Lord to wait and see.
所以在另外一本书上，我看到这样一句话，非常感动我的心。
So I read this in some books.
主耶稣是拼命祷告、轻松的做工。
You said that the Lord Jesus prays so hard and he works with such ease.
我们是轻松祷告，是拼命的做工。
The Lord just in reverse, we pray with such ease, but we work so hard.
耶稣花了很多的时间祷告，所以他讲道的时候一句话就改变一个人。
Lord Jesus prays so hard, therefore in his preaching, a single word changes your life.
但是我们祷告一句话，讲了很多话，人都不受感动。
But in our prayer, we pray one sentence.If we preach much, but people won't be touched.
彼得理直气壮地拉住他，就劝他说。
So Peter took him and persuaded him.
但是在 Revised Standard Version， 如果我们去看英文圣经的话，翻得比中文要来得不客气一点。
But the Revised Standard Version translates much stronger than Chinese version.
中国人人情味比较重。
Chinese is very nice people.
你要小心，你要小心。
You have to be very careful.
有的时候人情太多，牺牲了真理。
Sometimes trying to be nice, you sacrifice the truth.
今天在教会里面说，哎呀，我们要相爱。
Today in church we say we love each other.
在圣经里面讲到的爱是有真理做范围的爱。
But we ought to know that the love talked about in the Bible has its own confinement within the truth.
你如果读约翰一书，你就看见这样的道理。
You read First John, you will see such teaching.
英文翻得非常的直截了当。
But in English, he translates this verse very directly and correctly.
他用这个劝字是把它翻译成责备。
He did not persuade, but rebuke.
责备。
To rebuke.
他拉住耶稣的手，他就责备耶稣说：“这件事情万万不可临到你的身上。”
Took Lord's hand and to rebuke him and say, God forbid, such thing will not happen to you.
我今天不愿意多花时间在这个 rebuke 这个字。
I don't want to spend much time on the word rebuke.
请你注意他怎么称耶稣。
Please pay attention how he addressed him.
他说主啊。
He said, Lord.
主啊。
Lord.
我们不是常常这样称耶稣吗？
Don't we often call Jesus Lord?
耶稣用五饼二鱼满足了5000人以后。
When Jesus satisfied the crowd with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish,
这些人食髓知味呀、啊，然后就要耶稣做王。
These people have tested the flavor, so they try to compel Jesus to become the king.
强迫耶稣做王，在约翰福音第六章。
John 6 told us that they compelled Jesus to become the king.
他们对耶稣说：“现在我马上给你黄袍加身，你现在就可以称霸一方。”
They said, "We'll crown you right now, so you can become the king."
耶稣没有接受。
Jesus did not accept it.
你知道为什么吗
？You know why?
方式不对。
The way is not right.
这又是一次的 shortcut.
This is another shortcut.
而且时间也不对。
The timing is not right.
更重要的。
The more important.
什么不对呢
？What is wrong?
请你注意，当你强逼一个人做王的时候，我请问你，到底谁是王
？When you try to compel someone to be a king, I will ask you, who is the king?
我跟丁弟兄说，
哎，I'll say the water king。
我说，我来帮助你出来竞选。
I'll help asked you to run certain office.
我有很大的这个社会势力的潜力在我的手上。
I have the strength within the society.
我请你出来做王。
I'll push you out to be the king.
哦，他非常感激我。
He's very grateful.
然后他就出来做王。
So he came out to become the king.
他名称叫王。
He was called the king.
实际叫傀儡王。
He was actually the pulpit king.
因为他这个王是我封的。
Because I crown him.
因为这个王是我逼的。
Because I compel him to be the king.
因为他做了王，但是我在后面做他的王。
Because he becomes king, but I'm behind to be his king.
他是王，我是王上王。
He's the king, but I'm the king above the king.
我是他是王，我是王后王。
He's the king, I'm the king behind the king.
你懂我的意思吗？你看今天很多的人好像把耶稣逼上皇的宝座。
You see, today many Christians, many people try to compel Jesus to that throne.
他称耶稣为主。
They call him the Lord.
实际上他不是你的主。
But in fact, he is not your Lord.
所以马太福音第七章告诉我们说。
So Matthew 7 told us.
称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进神的国。
Those who address me Lord Lord may not go into the kingdom.
甚至称我为主、传道、赶鬼、行异能的人，耶稣说我不认识他。
Even those who call me Lord and preach and cast out the devil and do wonderful things may not enter the heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要注意。
So brethren, we must be careful.
你在祷告里面说主啊。
When you pray and say Lord,
请你不要随便妄称主的名。
Don't call upon that name in vain.
这是十诫里面。最重要的一条。
This is most important thing the Ten Commandments.
很多的基督徒都犯了这一条。
Many Christians have fall short in that.
妄称主的名。
We call upon His name in vain.
因为时间的关系，也许把剩下的留到明天跟弟兄姊妹交通。
Because of time, perhaps we talk about the others tomorrow.
明天我要交通这个跟随主的目的是什么？
Tomorrow, I would like to share with you what is the purpose of following the Lord.
但是后面还有几句话，我是觉得非常非常的重要。
There are several things I would have to say.
所以我想明天来结束今天的，然后再开始明天。
So we'll bring what we have to say today to conclusion and begin tomorrow morning sermon.
因为耶稣称彼得为撒旦，这不是一个很简单的事情。
Because Jesus.Didn't simply call Peter Satan.
耶稣跟彼得讲退我后边去，没有说你离开我远远的，里面也有讲究。
Peter, Jesus said to Peter, get behind me. He didn't say get far away from me. There's a meaning.
但是今天我们所说的，我想值得我们花时间好好的去检讨我们自己跟主的关系。
What we have talked about today is worthy for each of us to examine ourselves.
你与主同行。
You walk with God.
你要常常接受这样的考验。
Constantly you are to receive that Lord's test.
人说耶稣是谁
？What do men say that Jesus is?
你们说耶稣是谁
？Who do you say that Jesus is?
请问你能不能够在这样的一个入学考也好，期中考也好，毕业考也好，在这个相同的考卷，你的答案是什么？
Same examination paper with an entrance midterm or graduation. What is your answer?
求在天上的父在我们的心里面做开启我们 news 的工作。
We pray that the Heavenly Father will open in our hearts at work.
我们祷告。
Shall we pray?天父，我们再一次在你的面前谦卑的下拜，因为你的话是这样的奇妙。你是简单的用一个问题，看让我们看见那真理的两面。主，因为你要我们知道，人说你是谁。主，你更要我们每一位跟随你的人，清楚地知道我们对你的认识。不是在我们侍奉你的道路上有一个开始的点，我们更在。跟随你的道路上每一步我们都清楚地知道我们侍奉的主是谁。说主，今天早晨我们再一次为了你的话语感谢，为了这所有的功课，愿你的灵在我们心里面做工，真使这些话语正在我们的生命里面结出果子，使我们每一位弟兄姊妹离开这里的时候真的清楚地认识
能够对人说出来我们的主是谁。主，我们把今天早晨剩下的时间也恭敬地交在你的手里，愿你自己对我们每一位弟兄姊妹在不断地说话，奉耶稣基督的名祷告，
阿们。
阿们。